Good evening to you. I hope you're feeling well. Thanks very much for listening to the programme. It's Anita with you until 10 o'clock tonight. And we're joined by Pete Chambers. And we're talking new music, because we're also joined by the group Jaffa Rose. They're all ready and getting poised to do their live set for us. Quite a setup here in the studio. We've got, well, saxophone, we've got keyboards, we've got
bongos.
We've got bongos. And
it looks really crowded tonight, doesn't it?
It does.
There's usually a lot of space in here, but not tonight. But it's great to see them all.
A bit different from some of the other musicians that you've had in so far on this part of the programme.
Absolutely. Now, this is a word which I've used a few times tonight already to the guys and the gals. Jazz, but you wouldn't necessarily describe yourself as a jazz-influenced band.
No, let's say hello to the singer first of all, lead singer. So what's your
sorry
name?
Sorry about that, you're jumping in.
Sorry?
Anna.
Would you describe yourself as jazz?
As a singer, probably yes. I describe myself as jazz-influenced, but as a group, perhaps not. We've got definitely jazz influences, but we've sort of merged with other genres as well.
And because I'm not going to remember everyone's names, your name as well?
I'm Nick.
Nick. Hi. With as the person with the sax?
Yeah.
We would expect a bit of jazz.
A little bit of the jazz influence from me. Yeah.
How would you describe the sound and what you're trying to do?
What I said earlier.
This is really interesting. I was going to ask him this, because this is great.
Yeah. Was basically, it's kind of our EP, at least anyway, that we've just released, is me, who's from a jazz background and has only ever really learnt jazz, trying to write the music that I hear on the radio, the indie and the rock that I like. And it's me from a jazz-like understanding, trying to write rock music. I think that's kind of what the music is.
And how long have you been together? Because you started off at Warwick, met at Warwick Uni, is that right?
Yeah. Well, Anna's only just joined Warwick Uni, so we've only all formed together as a group last October, but we've known each other as well. Some of us have known each other for quite a year, I guess it is now.
So Pete, what was it about this group that particularly appealed?
Well, just a really, as I say, great jazz influence sort of band. It's just deliciously sweet strain of the genre. It's really sort of nice and mellow. You'll hear it in the minute when they all get together. I mean, they're fantastic musicians. You've got, I mean, I don't want to single anybody out, because they're all really good, great vocalists, a fabulous sax player, and great keyboards, and all the rest of the guys, you know, drums and bass and guitar. And it all works together beautifully, and I think you're going to hear that pretty soon. I think people will agree with that, you know. I mean, I've never let you down before. I always bring good bands in, don't
you?
I?
Do.
Yes, I hope.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's another great one, and really, really nice sound.
Should we have a listen then? Let's hear. We'll hear something off the CD in a moment, but let's hear first thing you're going to play for us. What are you going to do?
Well, this is a live special version just for the radio, BBC Coventry and Warwickshire Radio. It's Collecting Dust.
Okay, this is Collecting Dust. I'll let you all get into position, and whenever you're ready, take it away.
By the radio, collecting dust as you grow old. A photo of us is hanging on. What a fuss we've made, how we've worked and slaved for this. You get a letter today that has my name. It burns right through you. It can still confuse you. You couldn't bring yourself to throw it away. What a fuss I've made, and how you've had to pay for this. All of our lives, everything is just collecting dust. Collecting dust. Sky a very long time ago. It was so beautiful, calm yet incredible. And then it cried, and I think of you. Oh, how the rain can fall. Oh, how we lost it all. And all of our lives, everything is just collecting dust.
That was excellent. Well done. Really, really brilliant. That's Jaffa Rose performing live here in BBC Coventry in Warwickshire. And I can tell you that whilst you were playing, I had one of the journalists here sending me a message saying how good it was, and then somebody else on email sending me a message saying how good it sounded as well. So a really lovely voice and a really nice combination of sounds, all of you together. I mean, it's really brilliant, and thank you for coming in. I mean, what's the next step with you? I mean, as far as you've put together an EP,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah.
So what are you, stage are you at in terms of your...
Well, we wrote all of the music for this EP called Jaffa Minute.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote it last term at university in October and November, and we've just written some new stuff. We're hoping to get that out in some of our gigs in February and hopefully write an album or maybe just some singles, like, for now, trying to get a deal somewhere.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's a lot of hard work, Pete, to then get it to that next stage, isn't it?
It is, but I think they've got it there. I think the people who listen to that would agree with what I was saying. They really are a good band, and they work together brilliantly, everybody. And, yeah, I mean, I think you know, they've got a great future. In fact, funny enough, I was telling the guys before, they're the Herbert are actually doing breakfast and jazz on a Sunday, and I handed over their CD to Maria, who works there. She's in charge of it all, the catering. And they'd like them to play there.
Oh, brilliant.
So, and it, I think they fit in wonderfully in there. It's they had a great turnout yesterday, and I think that's the sort of place that'd be perfect for them, their sound.
So is that the idea, to do as much live gigging as you can at the moment?
Yeah, I think we're doing far too much at the moment.
Really?
We seem to be doing it every night after going to lectures in the morning.
Oh, you go to lectures?
Yeah.
Well,
if we do go to lectures, that is, I guess.
Yeah.
But, but we are playing quite a few places. We've got a very busy January. We're going to be playing in a few Battle of the Bands soon. We've entered three. So hopefully we'll get at least one in three chance of getting far in one of them. So I'm looking forward to it.
Where can people find out more if they want to know where you're going to be performing and what you're up to?
We have a website called www.jafferose.co.uk. That's Jaffa with two F's.
Okay.
In case they don't know. that's got gig listings, it's got some samples of our music, and it's got an order form if you want to buy our CD online.
And the next time you'll be performing live, when, if people want to go out and see you?
It will be on Thursday at the Graduate Club at Warwick University Students' Union.
Okay. Well, brilliant. I wish you luck with everything. Okay. We're going to hear one song to end with, and Pete, stay here with me a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Right.
What's the song that we're going to hear off your EP?
This is called Porcupine. It was written by a friend of mine called Ashley Howard.
Okay, let's have a listen then. This is Jaffa Rose. Good luck with everything, and I hope it all goes well.
Thank you very much.
See, all we do is fight constantly. Your cheating ways are about to come to an end. So pack your bags and don't call me again. Every time I get close to you, you somehow slip me porcupine. It's what we'll call you as long as you treat me bad. Porcupine is what we'll call you as long as you treat me bad. Get close to you, you somehow hurt me, porcupine is what use some house to help me porcupine is what we'll call you as long as you treat me bad. Every time I get close to you, use some house to help me porcupine is what we'll call you as long as you treat me bad.
That's Porcupine by Jaffa Rose. Here they were in the studio performing live, and that was off their EP as well. And Pete Chambers is still with me. Really good, you know, combination. It sounds great as well.
Yeah, it all works, doesn't it, perfectly. It's. I think we're going to hear a lot more of these guys.
Yeah, watch the space, especially if they're entering two battles of the bands. The other one's in Stratford, Cox's Yard.
That's right, on the 8th of February.
So that's one to watch out and see how they get on with
definitely,
that. And
definitely.
I think they're also going to be, well, it might be on our website very soon as well, so watch out for that, bbc.co.uk/Coventry or /Warwickshire.